Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome to Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I am the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
Thank you so much for joining us yet again. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Spotify playlist or Google Searchlight or...
Google Searchlight!
Is that a thing?
We've made another product. Welcome to Google.
Search for it. It's Google.
And also, please follow us on all of the socials on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Share and Retweet.
Leave us a message. Talk to us. We talk back. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Share, share. It's a new Share tweet.
So the first tweet we're going to talk about this week is from February 19th of this year, of course, and it is simply three emojis, sad face emoji, phone emoji, coffin emoji.
Yeah.
So either Cher is sad and wants to call Dracula.
Either. It's either that. Or she's sad because she got a phone call from Dracula.
Now, I actually didn't know what it meant until I looked at one of the responses.
Yes.
So I would say that the responses actually helped me understand what this is, which...
For the first time ever.
The very first miracle, there was some kind of insight...
Thank you!
...in the responses for the first time.
This has never happened before on this podcast, and this podcast has been going for 14 years.
Yeah, approximately. So the tweet that actually explained it for me, and as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, this makes sense, is from Aiden at Sherilyn underscore Streep, who we love, who said, oh, wait, does this mean your phone is dying? Yes, of course. Duh.
Now, Hermes at Am Hermes God has responded to that. I thought it was I'm trapped in a coffin calling for help.
Well, you know, you're not far from where we were, Hermes.
Although Aiden has responded, I highly suggest you go to therapy.
Yeah, which I think applies to us as well with some of, you know, the explanations we had for that emoji string.
Yes. Now, one of my favorite responses, and I don't know how to pronounce this name because...
I'm going to call him Fred.
Yeah. Fred responds, get thee to an outlet, wall hugger. Now, I don't know if wall hugger is an insult.
Well, wall hugger typically is what you refer to someone who's always looking for an outlet, who's only cares about being on their phone. It's those people at the airport who always situate themselves by a wall, and they're just, they're wall huggers because they're always in search of power. Actual power for their devices.
Not, they don't want to rule a kingdom.
They're not trying to take over the airport. Like, I'm king of the airport. I found this wall.
Bow down, Boeing 747. You're mine now.
I'll kneel before me. I am business class ready. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's actual power that they're after to charge their devices. But I much prefer the alternate.
I mean, I just have this image of this man wrapped in power cords now, just wandering through an airport claiming he's the airport king.
I am the king! My favorite response to this is from Susan Sabia at Susan Sabia 2. And she says, I'm sad that you are sad. I'm a very good listener if you ever need to talk. Just saying. I know you don't know me at all, but I can be trusted and hold confidentiality to the highest standards. I love this. It's so nice, and it's just, it's so innocent.
I mean, that's how you read it.
Oh.
I read it as though she was a spy, because that is something a spy would say.
Yeah, it's protesting a lot. You can trust you me.
Trust me, I'm fine. I hold secrets, all of them. I can keep them forever. I've kept other people's secrets.
Yes, look at this box of secrets I have. Let anyone look at it. Don't look at it too long. I just love that she's like, I can be trusted and hold confidentiality to the highest standards. No one cares about that on Twitter.
Yeah, that's the last thing you care about on Twitter.
If anything, you're going the wrong way on Twitter.
I think out of all of them, my favorite is Beth Walker at BethWall0953846. God, I love you, Beth. Beth is new to Twitter, and I know this because I looked at her profile. Mm-hmm. Beth simply says, hey, girl, welcome to the Twitterverse.
Welcome to the Twitterverse. Beth, I don't know if you know anything about Cher or the wall that you've just posted on, but Cher is not new to the Twitterverse.
No, she is in charge of the Twitterverse.
Yeah, if anything, you're welcome. You're welcome to the Twitterverse, Beth. And thank you for having me, I believe is what the response should be.
Oh, is that what she's saying? Hey, girl, thanks for having me at the Twitterverse.
Well, then she should say thank you. But it's she's saying welcome, like she's welcoming Cher.
Maybe what happened is she's just arrived at this Twitter party. She's very flustered. Have you ever done that when you rocked up to a party and you kind of like a lot of like attractive people and people that you look up to and you're like, oh, and someone's like, hey, how are you? And you go, hi, hello, welcome. Even though you've just arrived.
No.
And it's a bar. No?
Okay. No. I've never done that.
All right.
I never lie. I never grotesquely lie like that.
Oh, all right then. Well,
no, I have said to people that have recently arrived to Melbourne, welcome to Melbourne.
Yeah, but it's not but your Melbourne.
But they've been here.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's also not my Melbourne.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more my Melbourne than theirs. And I'll fight them about it. I'll fight them to the death.
I may not lie, but I will fight.
I will absolutely fight. I got a lot of grit.
Our next tweet, Justin, comes from February 15th at 9:12 p.m. And I don't want to put all of my eggs in one basket, but I'm going all in on this one.
But you're going to.
I'm going to. I'm going to. If you've ever played any sort of a gambling game with me, you'll know I bet on everything at the start.
Mm-hmm.
I throw caution to the wind because there are no stakes for me. However, I believe that I am right when I am saying that this next tweet is an instant classic.
It's great.
It is perfect classic share. She has tweeted, Joe.
Joe. J-O-E. Joe.
Yeah, that is literally
it's not a question. It's not an exclamation.
It's not a statement.
It's just the name Joe. Just Joe.
Just Joe. Just Joe.
Just Joe. And, of course, the responses are great. But what's great about them is that if you scroll through all the responses, it's Joe after Joe after Joe.
Hundreds.
After Joe. And then there's a Joey. And then there's Joe and Joe and Joe. It's all these people named Joe that have replied. And they're like, yes. Oh, what's up? Right here. What's going on?
Yeah. Yes. You rang?
Yeah. Can I help?
Yeah. It's literally 90% of this response thread is all Joe's.
It is so many Joe's.
Being like, oh, it's just easier if you slide into my DMs.
Do you want to just email me? This is really public, this conversation.
Yeah, this is too public. Now, the first one that I noticed, Justin, was Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And he just responded, yes, queen. And
of course he did.
Yeah, everyone, every Joe is in on it. Joe Lycett, every famous Joe. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I love Chaz Bono.
Mm-hmm.
Actual Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
Not a fake account.
Mm-hmm.
Replied, I'm not a betting man, but if I were, knowing my mom, I'd put my money on Joe Biden as the Joe in the Mystery Joe tweet.
Yeah.
Even Chaz Bono is in on this. I love it. And it doesn't explain why she's just tweeted Joe.
Just Joe.
What does it mean? Even if it is Joe Biden.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Ellie Miss Tour at ILY Joanne E has responded, Sug is utterly in love. XOXO.
What does that mean?
I have no idea, Justin.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
I came looking for answers in the responses and got nothing.
Boy, were you lulled into a false sense of security by the first tweet.
Yeah, there's another response from Josh Cruz at Josh Cruz Really, who replied, you misspelled Josh, but I forgive you. And I love that.
Yeah. My all-time favorite of this entire thing comes from Tae Young's e-girls and pin emoji Jungwoo Day 420. That's the whole name. At Tae Youngi, it's a lot. Who's responded, Joe from Momoland?
What does that mean? What's Momoland?
I know. I had the same thought. I was like, where is Momoland? What is a Momo?
Can I go to Momoland?
Is it accessible by train?
Can I get there from the airport that what's his name is king of?
Do I have to catch a ferry?
What? Yeah, what's Momoland? Who's Momo? Is Momo a,
is Momo the guy at the
dog?
Airport?
Maybe. King Momo of the airport.
Is he just crowned the airport Momoland?
Oh, yeah. The airport is Momoland.
Oh, and his name is Joe.
Yeah. Joe Momoland. Of course. Well, that mystery is solved. Let's go have lunch.
Great.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
The next tweet we're going to talk about is political in nature.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's from February 19th at 1:29 p.m. And Cher tweets, Trump says SNL should suffer retribution for their cold opening with Alec Baldwin, ridiculing Trump's incoherent rambling, this really isn't emergency speech in the Rose Garden. What does dictator Trump think is an appropriate punishment? Lashings? Put cast in cages? Visits from KKK? Death?
Yeah, she went. She really goes a bit nuts.
Well, she has a great, she has a good point.
She does, yes.
It's a comedy show that's gonna, it's ridiculed every political person that's been in office.
Yeah.
It's ridiculed all of the presidents. It's ridiculed Hillary. It's ridiculed Barack.
Mm-hmm.
What is he talking about?
Well, he's upset because it's aimed at him.
Oh, no. Oh, poor little Trump.
Oh, he's such a piece of...
He's such a baby.
Oh, he's so terrible.
He really is. And I think Marianne at Hot Racehorse has replied, Trumple thin skin.
I love a good pun.
Oh, love it.
I love it.
Especially when it's Trump and it's insulting.
Yeah, that is delicious. As delicious, Ava Rothmeyer has chimed in at Ava Rothmeyer, and she said, pancakes or waffles?
I mean, right now, waffles. Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, the sooner I can put in the order, I guess.
The sooner we eat. Yeah, I'd love some waffles, Ava. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually down for some waffles as well.
Belgian? Wait, are they Belgian?
Does it matter?
Oh, it absolutely matters, Andy.
Well,
I'm not going to take Eggo waffles over pancakes.
Like French crepes or something.
Right.
You're right.
You know, if it's Belgian waffles, top.
Yeah, of course.
Then pancakes, like some nice fluffy pancakes.
We should also ask as well, are these savory or sweet waffles?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Because
what are the topping options?
Because I quite like fried chicken with waffles.
I love chicken and waffles.
So maybe we do that.
As long do I get a bowl of fruit with it? Ava, I'm going to need some more information.
Yeah, can I see the menu?
Can we bring out all of the waffle and pancake options in list form?
Yeah. I don't cook them now and bring them out.
No, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But if you've already started, bring them out.
Bring them out. Or, you know what? Let's take a tour of the kitchen. Let's see where the magic is happening. Let's get in there.
Plus, like, once I'm in the kitchen, I might change my mind. The smells
might affect me.
Yeah, you know, I might suddenly go, oh, no, I actually feel like crepes.
Also, what is the chef better at?
Well, yes. Yes, you're right.
If he's a world-renowned waffle chef, I'm not going to ask him to make pancakes.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to get his waffles.
I'm going to go straight for the waffles.
Absolutely.
That's the thing he's known for. He has a Michelin star, Ava. Thank
you. He's never made a pancake before, but he's got a Michelin star for waffles. Okay, so these things matter, Ava. I'm going to need more details. Walk me through the kitchen. Introduce me to the chef.
Give me the menu.
Give me the menu.
Anything.
Good God.
But I will settle for a 2:30 p.m. lunch if that's...
Yeah, if we can get it at, like, just slightly after normal lunchtime, I'd like to take a nap.
Yeah, yeah. So if that can happen, if both of those things can happen, Ava, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now...
Go on, recover from that.
So the next response, though, is from Lord Rev Diwan. I don't know. At Lord Diwan.
As this podcast goes on, we get less and less good at reading.
But Lord Diwan replies, "Hello, Ms. Sexy. Hello, Ms. Beautiful."
Hmm.
All right. And a good day to you too, Lord. Lord Rev.
Yeah. It's polite.
Are those to the same person? Is Cher both Ms. Sexy and Ms. Beautiful in this?
Or is he talking to two different people, two completely different people, neither of which are Cher?
Well, that's just insulting.
Yeah.
Throw that on.
Well, maybe they've walked in and he was typing at the same time and he has to type everything that he says.
Oh, he's got that disease. Yeah. That disease where you have to type everything that you're thinking.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it a lot on this podcast. Yes.
I assume that's how Twitter was invented. And what it's meant for.
Yeah. Jancio at Iancio J6761 has come in with, "Where is Ruth?"
Yeah, where is Ruth?
I don't know.
But I have no idea.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Is this Ruth my Aunt Ruth? Because I have an Aunt Ruth, and if she's missing, I'm concerned.
I'm concerned on behalf of Justin. I've never met a Ruth before.
Mm. I have. It's my aunt.
All right. Is she missing?
Not until now. I thought she was fine until now.
Well, where is she?
Well, she was in Tennessee. Have you checked in Tennessee, Jancio?
Well, Jancio and I don't know where she is. And you just know she's in a state.
I don't even know if she's in a state.
All right. We're going to need everyone to phone in to this podcast.
If you've seen a Ruth, Jancio is looking for a Ruth. I don't know if it's my Ruth. I don't know if it's your Ruth. It's one of our Ruths.
Can we just find all the Ruths?
Gather them up, put them in a lineup, have Jancio identify the one he's looking for.
Or just have Jancio identify every Ruth. Just so we know where they all are.
Who's that Ruth? Who's that Ruth? Which Ruth is that? Jancio, what Ruth is it?
Jancio knows all of the Ruths.
This is a quiz for Jancio. Tell me which Ruth this is.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Correct. Who's this Ruth?
Ruth Donahue.
Absolutely. Who's this Ruth?
That's just Ruth.
No, that's my Aunt Ruth. It's Aunt Ruth
Aunt
to
Ruth.
You or Justin's Aunt Ruth, if you want to be formal.
Like if you're at dinner.
Yeah. What are you wearing? Are you in a suit? Is it black tie?
And that's Justin's Aunt Ruth.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now, this tweet is from the 17th of February, 2019, our Lord and Saviour. And Cher has tweeted, sending shout out and star heart star emojis to Radio Man.
Radio Man.
Yes.
Radio Man, yes. Who is Radio Man?
I have no idea.
Does she mean Rocket Man?
Does she mean a man who hosts a radio show? And she thinks it's a tiny man trapped inside a radio.
What? Which one? There's a lot of Radio Men.
Which radio? Or which Radio Man?
Well, which anything at this point. I would settle for any answer to any question.
God, I'm confused.
If you have an answer, I will take it.
Phone in if you have an answer or you have an know answer. A Ruth.
If you know a Ruth or you've seen a radio, give us a call. We don't have phone lines. Good luck.
Good luck.
Now, I love, there's a response here from Melanie J. Moreno at Melanie I. Moreno. All right. And she replies, first time on Twitter, and is this really Cher or some fake stuff? Just asking.
Mm.
Melanie, this is real. This is as real as it gets.
This is real.
It's so real. It's uncomfortably real.
Wouldn't that be weird if after 10 years... we found out it was all a parody account.
I would love that.
What a long game to be playing.
Very long con. Yeah, very long con.
It's like the guy that tweeted the line from Rocky Horror Picture Show in one tweet. He said, the anticip... and then literally 5 years later wrote, patient.
What? That's great.
They're the only two tweets he's ever made.
I love that. Well, either way... as far as we know, Melanie,
this is real.
This is real. She's verified it's real.
Mm. Pat Gallagher has chimed in and has asked, Cher, are you going to see the new Dumbo movie?
That's a great question. And I think I've figured out how this happens.
Oh, go on.
Andy, I think I've figured out what's going on.
Right.
People come to Cher's Twitter feed. They've got an alert that she's... made a tweet.
Yep.
They don't understand it. They don't know what it means.
Right.
But after years and years and years and years of this happening, they've realized there's no point in asking. There is no point in asking, what do you mean? What's going on?
Yeah.
They're not going to get a response. So they just...
they're more likely to get a response.
Take it their own way. Yeah, they're more likely to get a response with their own thing. Bring a new topic. If you don't have something, bring something new to the table.
Yeah, switch gears.
Switch gears. Switch it up. Keep Cher on her toes. She won't know what's happening. Was I talking about the Dumbo movie? Well, I'll reply. Like, maybe that's what'll happen.
Yeah, maybe she'll get so confused. She thinks she's filming the Dumbo movie.
I'm in the Dumbo movie,
aren't I?
I've got
to get to set.
Oh, I've got to go. I've got rehearsals. That's what those rehearsals are for.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah, we've also got kanangoin14 at gmail.com, at kanangoin14, gma3, who replied and said, you are amazing in the old world, Anna.
Mm.
Now, Anna, it's not an anagram for anything.
No.
It is a palindrome.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, not that,
but I don't know how any of that connects to Cher or her tweet.
Well, Anna has four letters, and so does Cher.
Yep.
So there's my connection.
Now, Anna is one of the princesses in Frozen.
Mm-hmm. And Cher is not. So there's one each.
Well, that's a connection. Great. I don't know what you're talking about, Kanan.
Also, what is this old world of which you speak?
Old world? Are you talking about a previous life?
Are you from another life?
Is Cher Anna in a previous life?
Anastasia? Is that who Cher was?
Maybe.
Or just like Anna Smith.
Or maybe in the Stargate that Kanan Gohan is replying from, she is Anna.
Oh.
She's not Cher.
Oh.
She's Anna.
But that world doesn't exist anymore. That's the old world.
Right.
Now that he's here.
He's come through the Stargate.
Yep. That Stargate has collapsed. That world is gone it's now.
Dead.
Yeah, but he's seen Cher and gone, God, it's just like Anna.
You're amazing in the old world.
In this world, my cousin likes your music.
But in the old world, you were great. You were also Anna. Goodbye. Oh, Kanan going. I love ya.
Follow the follower.
So our follower for the week is someone by the name of Queen of Peace on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Handle is Vogue Bixby, BXBY.
Yeah.
And he is from Birmingham, England.
From Birmingham.
Birmingham.
I love that accent.
I can't do it, so I'm not going to try.
I'm going to do the whole...
Nope. No, please don't. God.
His name is Dean Mobbs.
After some research, we found his name is Dean Mobbs.
Mm-hmm.
On his Twitter profile, his bio says, caught in my own creation, which it seems very true because he's got this page that he's got this WordPress page, yourdiversity.wordpress.com. And the first entry that you see is my YouTube journey to stardom, part one.
Yes.
So Dean wants to be a YouTube star.
Yes.
And in it, he like details the steps that he went through.
Mm.
My favorite line from it is, after uploading it, I can officially say that I still have zero subscribers. So the first step was actually a bust and I should probably give up now. But the next part is arguably the most fun. And he's supposedly then gone on to do more videos. I haven't looked at them yet.
Neither have I. That is something that we are going to do during the week.
Yes, but you should do it.
You should absolutely do it. He's just a cool young little gay guy from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
And that's
and
what
he
we
loves
like.
Florence from Florence and the Machine.
Yes.
And he loves Cher.
Which are the two things that I care about more than anything else.
Right. Now, if I had to rate them, waffles would be first. Then Cher and Florence.
Yeah.
Equally tied for the second.
Yeah. And then coming in fourth, just because I need to give him a place, Joe from the airport.
King Joe Momo. Yeah. So head on over to Vogue Bixby and check him out. And also check him out on YouTube and on Instagram. His Instagram handle is @DeanMobbs, 2 B's.
Mm-hmm. Follow him. Show him some love.
Yeah, give him some love. He just wants to be famous like we all do.
So let's make him YouTube famous.
Let's make it happen. Go look at his videos.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Like them.
Tell all of your friends. Share crew, I'm talking to you. Rally the crew.
Yes, you've got a new share crew. Make him part of the share crew.
Yes.
Get him in there.
Welcome him with your warm open arms.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dean.
Welcome.
Welcome and good luck. We can't wait to see what you do on YouTube.
Good luck. Good luck indeed.
Good luck is the big one because YouTube's a tough nut to crack.
Yes, isn't it just?
Andy and I have been trying. We've done 34 now episodes of Share and Retweet. And I have maybe gotten 3 new followers.
Well, on YouTube? This is not on YouTube. Just outside.
Yeah, just walking around on the street. There's maybe like 3 extra people that are following me.
Home?
Just following me. Like when I look back, there's someone walking behind me.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, if you wanted to follow Queen of Peace home, do so.
Yeah. I mean, we don't encourage stalking or anything like that, but...
I do.
Okay. Well, good thing we're not on the radio or any medium that's regulated by the government. where we could be held accountable for our words. You know? Up top.
Up top! And that is it for this week, dear listeners. Thank you so much for journeying down a particularly weird rabbit hole this week.
Definitely an odd one, wasn't it?
We got answers. And then
we also had them taken away at the same time.
The giver giveth and the giveth taketh
away. And the
away.
Takers taketh.
Yep.
Yes. As always, follow us on the socials, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Share and Retweet. Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to be one of the many people that are currently following Justin home, feel free to do that as well.
Yeah, jump back there.
Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast. Also, a special thank you to one of our friends, Catherine Tollerud, who drew an amazing picture of LinkedIn Pod Shoots.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, it's great. I wish we had more stuff like that. So if you draw or you like to draw or you want to make creations, I would love to see more stuff like that come through.
Send them to us.
Yes,
absolutely.
Please.
Send
we will
them to
absolutely
us.
Post them and talk about them.
Oh, yeah. As always, I've been one of your hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock.
I've been the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter. Have a great night.
Goodbye.